You are not ugly, Augie.
You just have to say that because you're my mom.
Because I'm your mom, it counts the most. Because I know you the most.
Hi. You don't have to do this.
I don't know what you're talking about, Augie.
You don't have to pretend is all I'm saying.
Augie!
Okay, I'm really sorry. Why are you sitting here then?
Because I want some nice friends for a change.
Me too.
Who is it that I aspire to be? That is the question that we should be asking ourselves all the time.
Hey, Jack, come sit here.
In a sec. I'd like to be able to control the weather.
That would be your superpower? That sounds pretty lame.
What would you do?
I'd be invisible.
You're the toughest kid in that school. Show them.
You can't blend in when you were born to stand out.
Wonder takes us into the world of a 10-year-old boy with facial deformities during his first days at school, where he has to learn to socialise with other children. Kenny Ardwin, a former CEO of Clift New Zealand, recently organised a special screening at Reading Cinemas at the Palms to see this inspiring movie. Kenny, I found this film created true empathy so that I could understand what it felt like to walk in this boy's shoes. Did you also identify with the lead character in Wonder?
Yeah, so like 1 in 600 other New Zealanders, I was born with cleft lip and palate, which is a facial condition very similar to what Augie, the main character in Wonder, has. One of the neat things with this film, though, is that I think we all can relate to some aspect of somebody in the film. You know, there's so many different circumstances and emotions and situations that come up that I think it's not hard to find something in there that you identify with.
Oh, yes. But I still get a feeling also that this film is, the way it's put together, is specifically aimed at families where, as you say, somewhere in that family there's somebody with a sort of facial problem or one of me, or any kind of other health issue or physical issue. And they can automatically identify this because they've certainly laid it on for this little boy. He's got a loving mother and father there looking after him. They have a fair understanding of the boy's problems. But, I mean, even then it's not always easy for them. Even there's one older daughter who has to put up with, she gets less attention than him because of it all.
Well, that's right, and I think a lot of families will tell you that story as well, because, you know, when you've got someone, and it goes for any sort of health condition, where someone's requiring a lot of medical support and treatment and things, naturally, perhaps for the other people and the other siblings in the family, they aren't getting as much attention. So I really like and wonder how it shares those different perspectives and allows you to see it through different lenses.
Yeah. I mean, this little boy, he played by Jacob Tremblay, I don't think this kid did not have any personal deformities, the actor. They had to put all this sort of heavy makeup and artificial face onto him for this. But nevertheless, he came across, you could get to like the kid. And be on his side in the whole thing, identify with him both for the battle that he had there and, blending into a society of other kids and all of this. You know, you're with him all the way.
That's right. And I think, you know, with a lot of the other characters in there as well, you also see how they view him and, you know, how their opinions are formed and changed. And I think that's one of the great things with Wonder, is it really raises awareness that actually, you know, this boy is far more similar than he ever will be different to the rest of us.
Well, this is it. Yes, well, he may have some facial problems there, but otherwise, I mean, he's a normal kid with one more problem there. But mentally, he's with it. He's got a good sense of humour. He's got a damn good idea what's going on around him. He actually loves science.
That's right, and he just wants to fit in and do all the other age-appropriate things that his peer group are doing. But, of course, he faces that challenge for acceptance to be able to do those things.
Well, of course, as you would expect in a situation like this, his mum had been teaching him at home up until about the age of 10.
That's
just
right.
about to reach the age of 10. So she's had to give up her previous job to do this, but now she feels he's at an age where he needs to mix, to socialise, to learn to live with other kids, to learn to somehow get on with them. And then again, of course, these other issues come along. So you go to school and you automatically think, oh, God, there's going to be some bullies there and that sort of a thing. And sure enough, there are. I'm not too sure about this, however. This is an American film, and you always get lots of bullies in American films. Is it as bad as that in New Zealand? I get a feeling here that young people or people of all ages are much more tolerant of this sort of a thing. See, I just don't know, but that's my feeling.
Well, see, I would argue that's probably a common misconception, to be honest. I would hazard a guess that it is more prevalent than perhaps we realise.
Here in New Zealand?
Yeah, I would say so. I think often things that are bullying are not always perceived as such or are sort of downplayed a bit. And one of the things, I mean, of course, you know, in this film, they do really highlight that. But I think, you know, you talk to many kids out there and they'll be able to tell you a similar story, you know, whether they've got a facial difference or not. They will, you know, people experience bullying and discrimination for so many reasons, and I would hazard a guess it's more prevalent than we think it is.
Do you copped a bit yourself?
Over the years, and you know, and I think that's true of anyone who is different in any way.
Yeah.
And you know, there are lots of people out there with lots of different ways in which they are different from normal, whatever normal is.
Hmm.
And you know, they face some prejudices and some discrimination for that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's. I mean, I thought he's got the mother is played by Julia Roberts, and I think she's excellent in that part.
Mm.
And then there's Owen Wilson, who turns up as the dad. I just had the feeling there he was a little bit underwritten. You know, he was there most of the time, but he never sort of seemed to have certainly not as much as Mum had to do and say and that kind of a thing. But never mind that, because on the other hand, the film goes, because yeah, you get those sort of subplot things in this also.
Mm.
The other kids around, well, his own older sister, then you've got the other kids, some of the others, one boy at school who wants to be his friend, and then there's another girl who also is very interested in getting to know him better and that sort of thing. And you get sort of these little subplots about these other people, these other kids with their... There's usually they've got some little bit of some trouble in their life. I think you could say that about anybody.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, and I think it sort of highlights that a bit, is that, you know, we all are going through, you know, different things and different experiences, and it really sort of highlights a lot of those things that are going on.
So overall, I would say this is an excellent sort of sympathetic family film, and I must say the audience, when I was there, it was mainly women, but there were quite a few there with their hankies out. Mm. They said as much after. I said, oh, I couldn't tell about it, you know, shed a tear in there. It's that sort of film, but it works.
It is, and I think it's one of those films you go to see and it raises, you know, some awareness for you, and you leave from the film going, oh, you know, I'm enlightened on how a lot of people live in our country and the prejudices that they face.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Kenny.
Thanks.
That was Kenny Ardwin with his views on Wonder.